Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Hopefully you guys are all enjoying what is left of Libra season and making your way toward my favorite time of the year, which is Scorpio season, because that bitch is right around the corner and I am here for it. Finally, bring that energy on. I want to talk about Libra season on today's episode, what it's done for me, what I've noticed it's done for you. I also want to talk about what Scorpio season means to me and what it's going to bring to us during that time of year. I also want to talk about what I mentioned on the last episode, which was daddy relationships. What you think daddy means in a relationship. Have you ever called somebody daddy? And all the beautiful responses you guys sent in when it came to that. And a couple of wild card responses to other questions that I've asked before. But before I do that, I want to go ahead and intro Jay on so we can get shit started. What is up, Jay?
Hey, everyone.
So I've decided at the 11th hour, literally the 11th hour last night, 11 o'clock last night, that I am no longer going to intro you on. I think it's a waste of time. And I also think that people know that you're a plaque on the wall here when it comes to In Your Head. So it's a given that you're going to be on. And if they don't hear your voice, then you're obviously not on that episode.
Aw, right? You're very nice.
So no more intros. You're just here. So let's discuss Libra season.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I mentioned before that I felt Libra season, well, I felt that my guides were putting their hands on my shoulders and saying, not yet. Mm-hmm. Kind of holding me in place. Not holding me down where I can't get up, but there's no need to right now. Mm-hmm. Take this time for you. I've mentioned, and I probably bitched about this on the last couple episodes, my sun poisoning, my foot hurting, all the physical shit that's been going on with me. Well, I think that needed to happen during this time in order for me to have that downtime because mm-hmm. I was literally confined to bed. I didn't want to leave the house because I was afraid that people were going to see my skin. Mm-hmm. So it forced me to stay inside the house and do a lot of reflecting. My biggest thing with that is, you know, I hate being lazy. Mm-hmm. I like being lazy when I'm stoned and I know that I have nothing to do and I can afford to be lazy for those few hours. But when it comes to physical shit holding me back or things that are out of my control, because I can't tell my body to stop fucking hurting mm-hmm. as much as I would like to. So Libra season forced me to do just that, which is take it easy. I was worried that we weren't going to have opportunity come into play. I was worried that our money was going to be a little bit low, but I was just gassing myself because I have all my appointments that I do during the day. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, like I mentioned before, when you're on the path that you're supposed to be on, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, things will open up for you. Opportunity will come out of nowhere for you because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I had to really, really believe that this season. And I don't, again, I said it before, I can give or take Libra season. It's not a huge energy to me.
It's not aggressive for you?
It's not aggressive. It's kind of like, again, every time I think of Libra, I think of beauty, obviously. I think of Venus. I think of self-care. I think of wearing nice clothes. I think of decorating. I think of all the good stuff Libra has to offer, relationships, and just being loving. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that's what Libra season reminds me of. Mm-hmm. But I guess I needed to direct that energy inward and start going within. I always go within on a daily basis, but I have not been dumping out my tool belt of life and seeing what I need to update or what I need to get rid of. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So Libra season forced me to do just that. And like I said, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, opportunity comes into play. And we were given more than a couple of really good opportunities from bed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm sitting in bed doing my readings and not being productive, like going out and doing stuff, but that didn't stop opportunity from coming in. Mm-hmm. And we've got at least four great opportunities that came in and I had to cry.
Yeah.
I broke down because I was like, I felt like I wasn't doing enough. I felt like I needed to be more active, more aggressive, putting myself more in there and being a little bit more ambitious. But at the same time, I got the message that you guys were giving me, which is take this fucking downtime. Relax. Stop overdoing it. Take time to heal. Take time to go within. Take time to see where you're at, all the progress, all the stuff that you've gone through, all the relationships that have come in, that have left, everything that's been going on with you over the last couple of years. Reflect on that. And I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. And I've also been helping people out in my personal life, my dad being one of them. Mm-hmm. And my dad doesn't listen to the show as much as I would like him to. He's mentioned that he doesn't want to get spooked or it's a little too personal to hear some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth. Uh-huh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he'd rather just hear it from me directly. And I talked to him, what, about a week ago?
Yeah.
And we were talking about, because my dad has the same placements as I do, except his rising is Cancer, and I'm a Capricorn rising. So he's sun in Taurus, moon in Pisces, Cancer rising. And I reached out to him, and I can tell, you can tell by the sound of his voice, that at that time he was in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
So I read him, I mentioned this before, and I gave him a mini reading, and blew his fucking mind. And I let 2 weeks, because that was the week or the same week that we did the last episode, because we didn't record last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about 2 weeks ago that I spoke to him, didn't talk to him. I messaged in between, but didn't talk to him on the phone until yesterday. And I was like, I think my dad is kind of like in a weird place right now. I said, I don't know if he's going to self-sabotage. I said, I kind of feel like that's his energy right now. Let me give him a call. So I picked up the phone, I called him, and he sounded good.
He sounded a lot better.
We went over how he was feeling last time and where he's at now and things that he's going through. He's detoxing. He's not smoking any weed. He's getting more in touch with his intuition. And I told him, don't overthink the process. And I gave him another reading yesterday, blew his mind again. He had to put the phone down and tell my stepmom, I can't believe he's saying this. What were we just talking about yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What were we just saying? He's like, I've got goosebumps all over me. He's like, God damn it. And he was tripping out or whatever. And I told him, I don't want you to listen to every single word that I say, because what works for me isn't going to work for you. And since you're in this transitional phase where you're transforming your way of thinking, because we operate from a place of negativity sometimes, that's our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have that demon that can be super big at times. We'll tend to self-sabotage and talk ourselves out of shit, out of fear of that it's going to make us look weak, or we're going to lose sight of who we are. Not realizing that we have such amazing self-control, that that's just an irrational fear of our own. Nobody's going to look at us that way. There's nothing wrong with admitting to your faults and your mistakes and wanting to change your life around and make it better.
Yeah.
So I was going in on him with that and telling him all that stuff and reminding him, don't give up. I said, because the devil, I said, if you listen to my podcast, Dad, the devil's always in the details. And every time you and I go to do something that's going to be positive, the devil will come in and say, are you sure you want to do that? Because people are going to look at you and they're going to think that you're weak. I told my dad, flick that bitch off your shoulder and continue to do what you're doing. You know better. I said, and here comes the process. I told him, how many times I get asked this question during readings and even with the emails that we get for the show,
mm-hmm.
Chris, how do I do this? How do I find my process? And I told my dad yesterday, how the fuck can I explain your process to you? I am not you. If you ask me, how do you do this? My answer to you is, I don't know. You just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have, again, the luxury to think about, oh, ponder my next step or whatever. I have to be in the moment. I have to do it. My guides push me to do it and to take action right then and there. So I always handle my stuff, I don't want to say rushed, but very much, let's get it done. Let's get it over with. Let's do this right now. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I told my dad, I said, while you're thinking about this, think of a way that's going to work for you. I said, and do not deny your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I've learned through this season too. And we're going to get to that right now too. Not to deny your emotions, especially when it comes to your anger. I told my dad before, because he is a very angry person at times and very scary, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
We have horrible tempers. We are very impatient and we're very fucking stubborn. And we will flip shit over. We will throw shit across the fucking room. I told him not to deny that feeling. That whenever he feels like he's in a bad mood, not to take it out on my stepmom, not to take it out on anybody else, to get in the fucking car and get the hell out of there. Or at least be honest enough to tell everybody, don't talk to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I do. I don't say it in a rude fucking way. I've told this to you several times. I'm not in the mood to talk right now. I'm actually in a really bad fucking mood. Let me relax for a little bit and then I'll come out and we'll talk.
Yeah.
That works for me. It may sound shitty and it may sound very aggressive to some of you out there, but I don't want to glaze over that feeling. I want to take time to process why I'm in such a fucking bad mood or why I'm depressed, why I feel the need to cry. And a good majority of the time when I feel the need to cry, it's because I haven't cried in so long that it's just cleansing to let it out. So I told my dad about that. I was like, I get in the car and I pick these saddest songs to listen to. And that's where he tripped out. He was like, oh my God. He's like, I was just telling your mom that I'm going to go for a drive and I'm going to release. He didn't say release, but he was going to listen to some music that he's downloaded and just
decompress,
release. And he did that. I said, good for you. Anytime you feel the need to do that, go and do that. I said, or you're in a bad mood, again, let it out. I told him my method, which is the pillow, the shirt, and screaming. and fucking the room up or whatever in a productive way. But don't hide that, because then you learn as you go through that, you learn what your triggers are. And I hate that word trigger, but you learn what irritates the shit out of you. So the next time you can handle it better. And sometimes it's your pride and ego that gets in the way, because I know 9 out of 10 times for me, that's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I come across people that their mission in life is to cause misery in the lives of other people,
mm-hmm.
or their intention, because they are a shitty fucking person, is a shitty fucking intention that I will not let go of.
Yeah.
I will hold them to it. But at the same time, it's just not worth it at times.
Mm-hmm.
And to, I'll circle back to my dad in a second, but Libra season taught me just that, which is work on one of the biggest fucking lessons you need to learn in your lifetime. I learned one of those, which was, here we go again, in eclipse season, July, which was finding that balance.
Mm-hmm.
Libra season, it's taught me finding that balance in harmony within myself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've said before, my dad is a very angry person. He's got a bad temper, a very stubborn person. He's not angry all the time, but he's got, his rage is like the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
I inherited that rage, but I don't necessarily get physical with it. My dad will start fucking things up. I get more bitchy and complaining and more seething and more emotionally mad. Mm-hmm. Like I start talking shit. That is something that I can no longer bring with me on my journey. I have to realize that I said this before, I have amazing self fucking control, that I can talk myself out of anything if I'm calm. There is no need to be that fucking angry and potentially cause harm to myself, cause harm to somebody else, lose my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And just feel bad about something that I could have controlled all along. And this is something that I've had with me my entire life.
Yeah.
It's my defense mechanism, but I don't need it anymore. And the reason why I'm saying I don't need it is because, again, eclipse season taught me that balance with my spirituality, my mission in life, my path, in my everyday life there, and finding that balance there. And I've worked that. I learned lesson, and I felt good. I'm going to get to what I felt last night in a second, too, because I haven't told you this yet. So one of the major things I need to let go of is that rage, that anger, that impatience, that stubbornness, all the stuff that I don't need anymore. And I was tested over this season. I failed miserably. I didn't tell you this afterward. And maybe you did notice it because you know me so well.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad afterward. I felt guilty. I felt ashamed. I felt I failed. Not for the other person, but for myself, because I allowed some piece of shit to piss me off to the point where I came undone.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I, it's not worth it. And I've learned that over this season. So last night I was sitting there and I was meditating and thinking about the show, like I always do, thinking about what I'm going to say, what I'm going to talk about, my lessons. And I asked last night, I said, I want to feel the weight lifted off my shoulders the way that I felt when I learned the lesson of finding that balance in between the material and the spiritual world for me. I want to have the weight lifted off me and realize that I've learned that lesson. And last night, when I asked to have that anger and that frustration and that stubbornness to be removed, it's going to sound hokey, but I did feel my stomach cave in a little bit. It was like a release of pressure. I haven't learned that lesson yet. I have not mastered it yet. But I'm on my way to doing so. And I welcomed any challenge or test that comes into play in order for me to
overcome it. Mm-hmm.
And driving is one of my hugest things for me, is I hate the intention of other people, especially on the fucking road, because they're shitty ass fucking people. And I need to remember that, disconnect from that. It's just not fucking worth it. And this week I purposely decided that I'm going to drive at certain times of the day to avoid the traffic, because that's one of the biggest things that irritates me. And we live in LA, so there's going to be traffic all the time, but there's certain hours that the traffic is less. And I've also learned that because I'm a very aggressive, offensive driver, to maybe drive behind somebody that is exceeding the speed limit a little bit and just be behind them, as long as I know, because it's a mental thing to me. I got to get to where I'm going fast. And if you're in my way, that causes irritation for me. But if I go behind somebody that's going a little bit above the speed limit, it's not so fucking bad. And then when I'm feeling the need to want to cut them off or go around them, or maybe fucking cut them off through the carpooling to get around them, I change the song in the car to lower that mood. Or I talk to you that's right next to me, because that's going to fucking distract me from being in a bad fucking mood. It's not going to happen all the time, but I need this right now to wean myself off of it. And at the end of the day, when I think about being calmer, why shouldn't I be? There's nothing that I can't fucking handle. Even a beef.
That's what I've been telling you. Like, why do you have to be so aggressive and so angry all the time?
Oh, shut up.
You know?
Shut up.
Chill out.
Oh, please. Because you get just as angry and as aggressive. And you also, you guys, this fucking piece of shit uses me to talk shit to other people.
What do you mean I use you?
You always tell people it is an art form or it is a pleasure and a privilege to hear Chris go off on somebody.
It's true. Like, it's true. You yell at people very good, like very well. Like, it's really like, wow.
You really go off. Hold on a second. Understand something, you guys. When I yell at somebody, it's not to flex.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you've pissed me off to a point where your stupidity has interrupted my life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? That's when I go off.
Well, sometimes people just need to get yelled at.
True.
That's just what
it is. And sometimes you just need to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would probably be fucking thinking, God, you really are gay, son. You hear me say that. Sometimes you need to walk away from it. But fucking A, it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been challenged on a daily basis since I've been doing this. And I'm really, really trying to hone in on it. So that's where I'm at. And I've got a couple more days, or next week is the start of Scorpio season on the 23rd of October. We're getting ready to leave Libra season, so I want to gear up, and I know I'm not going to learn the lesson through Libra season. I know it's going to take some time, but I'm absorbing and learning how to cope with it and how to deal with it, because if I can overcome this lesson, that's fucking huge, because again, it's taking away a part of me that I don't need. And again, for those of you here, we're going to go in right now. Remember how I mentioned we have themes for the week, or I have themes for the week when it comes to readings?
Mm-hmm.
The last week, we just had a full moon in Aries. I shit you not, you guys. Every person that I've read, 8 out of the 10 people, just say 8 out of 10, have all had Aries moons. I love Aries. My Venus is in Aries. Some of my favorite people are Aries. They're just a no bullshit, very like shitty sense of humor, funny. Like I get the joke with them. We can banter back and forth. I love that energy. But to have your moon in Aries, especially if you're a woman, is hardcore. Because it's just a very impatient fucking moon. It's like, let's get it done. It knows what it needs to done, but it does not have the patience to see it all the way through. It's like, hurry up, hurry up. And like I said, whenever I give a reading to somebody, I'm learning a lesson as well too. So as I'm telling them, my guides are telling me, better fucking be paying attention to what you're telling them, because you need to listen to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And realize what's holding them back, because this is what's been holding you back. And so I'm playing out the scenarios in just in different ways, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Because a good majority of them are talking about love, are talking about issues like that. My impatience is just everything all around.
Yeah.
It's going to be love. It's going to be traffic. It's going to be you. It's going to be food. It's going to be everything. Because that's just how I am.
Uh-huh.
Because I pick up on everything. So again, understanding that I have the power to say yes and to say no.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me weak to walk away from an argument. It's just simply not worth it. And if you put your hands on me, that's a different fucking story. Then
yeah,
we will handle it the way that we're supposed to handle it at that fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have to get to that point for me to go there. And a good majority of the time, it doesn't ever go that way. And now that I know this, I don't want it to ever go that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've realized that, like I said, I have the right to say no. I have the right to say yes. And it doesn't have to be that bad. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Stick up for yourself when you need to. Not everything needs to be a battle or a fight. And sometimes people are just not going to accept the message you have to say just because their idiotic behavior has ruined your fucking day. It's just what it is. Their idiotic behavior. They've been operating as an idiot their entire fucking life. What you have to say, they've heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times have people yelled at a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
And they're still doing what they're doing. That's their fucking problem. I am learning to adapt. I'm learning to do that, as well as help my dad out, because we're both going through this at the same fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is 20 years ahead of me. 21 years ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's learning his lessons now. He's evolving his way of thinking. And I give him credit for that. And at the same time, I'm giving myself credit to understand that I'm being guided, I'm being shaped, I'm being molded for bigger and better. And this is a positive thing for me. I don't need this anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Like, I think you need to learn this lesson to evolve in order to go to the next step.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, like you said, it's a lifetime of change.
It is. So let's jump into Scorpio season. That's what I want to do. Oh,
you love, you guys, Scorpio season.
I mentioned the word Scorpio, And Jay's face lights up like a fucking Christmas tree.
My face is always lit up like a Christmas tree.
The reason why his face lit up was because someone that he admires very much is a Scorpio. Christina Shulman.
I hate you.
You love it. So Scorpio season, to me, I love. I love the energy of Scorpio season. It is the opposite of my sun sign, which is Taurus, but I'm very familiar with Scorpio energy and how it works. It also rules my 10th house of career, and something always comes into play around Scorpio season, so I'm excited to see all that. It also, the vibes are a little bit more deep. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
People are more willing to talk to you during that time. They're going through it's Scorpio, so it's transformational energy. People are more willing to dig deeper about themselves and about life when it comes to Scorpio season. And also be a little bit more daring. There's a lot of sexual energy during Scorpio season. I'm hoping to get laid in Scorpio season.
Well, you have been going out more. So I think that Scorpio season, like you just said, is a great time and opportunity for you to take advantage of that.
It's going to. And I think that a couple of things that we've started in Libra season are going to come into fruition in Scorpio season.
Yeah.
And again, it sets up for, it's almost the end of the year. Then comes Sag. And then we're already at the first of the fucking year.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's an unwinding time, and I'm having a good time with it. It's a lot of fucking lessons. 2019, it's the year 9 to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's endings. That's all that to me, it makes for a new year, which is a 1 year. I don't know if that's in numerology. I don't know the placements yet, but I'm speaking the way that I view things. So this 2019 is the ending of things. And if you stop and think about it, you and I have gone through some major fucking shit over in this year alone. Self-discovery, things fell off, things that no longer suited both of us have fallen off. Realizations, hardcore realizations have come into play in this year alone.
Yeah, definitely.
That are going to set us up for a good 2020. So I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, I love Scorpio season. I love the way that it comes in. I love the energy about it. It really kind of puts me out there.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
And who knows, maybe you'll attract a Scorpio woman during this time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, I know I didn't go too far into Scorpio season. I just wanted to touch on it briefly because we're not here yet. And I want to get into it. I want to tell you what the vibe is when we are in that time and space. But yeah, so many things, so many changes during Libra season. I think the biggest lesson, again, that I'm learning so far is self-control. That stop fucking second guessing yourself. Yes, I'm a psychic medium, but I'm still human and I still second guess myself. And I need to come to the realization that there is nothing that I cannot fucking handle.
Yeah.
Let's be truthful.
I think everyone has it in them to handle everything.
But we flip out.
Mm-hmm.
We get worried. We get anxious. We get nervous. We cause ourselves to fuck ourselves up. A good 9 out of 10 times, we self-sabotage ourselves by being impatient and not letting things come to completion or finish itself out naturally and organically. You're looking at me like, you dumb bitch. That's what I've been telling you all along. But I needed to figure that out for myself. I needed something to slap me in the face to remind me of who I am, and that did. So for those of you that need to learn the hard way, like me, learn it and fucking just go through the lesson. Don't torture yourself. It's not taking away your character. It's not making you weak. Because let's be truthful, bring some dumb motherfucker here to talk shit to me right now, and we'll see how that goes down.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me soft. I just know when to flex when I need to flex, and I need to have that control.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to spend a good majority of this episode talking about, is anger and frustration. So you guys, I want to hear your thoughts on anger, frustration, what sets you off, what your coping mechanism is. I know a couple of people like to tap. There's people that were tapping the palms of their hand to bring them down. I guess that's a psychological technique here. But what is your method to bring you down when you're flying off the handle? Because again, I have to manipulate my way into thinking of, put on some music, relax, maybe get stoned.
Irritate me.
Irritate you. Play a practical joke on you to get the energy off of me. I want to hear about that. I want to hear what you did to counteract that and to calm you down and to change your way of thinking.
I like it.
I like it too. So let's go on to the next topic, which is relationships. A lot of you guys wrote in and told me your thoughts on daddy. And I was fucking dying. I posted immediately after the show, that episode, a quote from Marissa Mendez that she did specifically for me when it came to daddy. I got so many fucking great responses. I got a crossover audience. I got some of Marissa's audience. Marissa's got some of my audience. A lot of her audience came over and was like, oh my God. And they reached out to Marissa. And I always like to show Marissa love that she gets from my people, coming through her people as well, too. And a lot of you guys wrote in and were very, very on point when it came to why you call your boo daddy. And a couple of men reached out, too, and were talking about, they didn't mention mommy. They didn't call their boo, their wife, their girlfriend, mommy. But just the level of comfort that they had in the relationship that allowed them, these are coming from men, allowed them the feeling of safety and comfort, knowing that they're a safety and comfort for their girlfriend or their wife, and knowing that that person realizes that they're comforting and their safety for them. That made the man even more into the relationship. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not saying it gave them purpose, but they realized that there was trust in that relationship. Whenever I do readings with people and they're involved in a relationship, I'm going to just throw a little bit of shit here. They don't realize what they have when they fucking have it. It's like they lose their fucking mind when they get involved in a relationship. And I have to be the psychic. I have to be the voice of reason that comes in and says, this person's doing exactly what you asked them to fucking do. What more do you want? It is you that is not satisfied. This person is going above and beyond. And I asked myself during their reading when I'm giving them this, because again, like I said, it's always a lesson. I asked myself, would I be that person too? Would I not realize what I have when I have it? And I'm going to say truthfully and honestly, because I know myself, no, I would know exactly what I have when I have it. And I would do everything within my power not to rock that boat.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. You think my temper and my impatience and my take charge type attitude and all the control that I have is going to get in the way? Not if I trust you. Just like what this person's saying,
mm-hmm.
If you allow me the opportunity to be free, to let go, to exhale in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
You're providing a comfort to me that lets me know it's okay. And here's another thing that I tell people. Unless that motherfucker or that bitch has given you a reason not to trust them, take their fucking word for it. I'm not saying go against your intuition. If your intuition is telling you there's something shady about them beforehand, that's up to you to call that. But if you are just doing it because you're insecure or you're a Virgo or you're overanalyzing or just being critical of the relationship because you're scared of like abandonment or whatever, you're going to fuck that up. Take time to really look at it, to remove yourself from the situation and ask yourself, is this me or is this really not what I'm getting? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, whenever I do readings with people, I'm pointing out, you're telling me this is what you want. And I'm reading the picture of the guy that you're sending in. And I know that I'm giving you the reading and you're paying me to. So I don't want to be disrespectful and point the finger in your face, but I got to, bitch. I got to redirect that finger and point in your face and say, you're busted because you're fucking this up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're used to having strife. You're used to being cheated on. You're used to the abandonment. What's leading up to it? How many times can your boo, your lover, coddle you and tell you, you're safe, it's okay, before you actually believe it? Or you sabotage the relationship to the point where they're tired of telling you, or they're tired of proving it to you. Every day is proof. And I know bitches that do that. I know women and even some men that will constantly test their relationship on a daily basis. And I'm like, you're not going to be happy till that fucker leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you've got a good thing going here. Why would you bring that in? And if you're going to continue to bring that in, then you are not relationship material. And I'm going to side with the other person because I know exactly how it feels to sabotage a relationship where it's going that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know what it's like to have abandonment issues. That's why it's taken me so long, years, to get involved in another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel like I'm ready. I feel like I'm ready now, but back then, no, there was no fucking way.
Yeah. So like, I think it circles back to like your patience and you're letting go of the control issues too. Like you're learning how to be in the relationship, like through your lessons.
But you
now
also have to acknowledge what you're asking the universe for, whatever you're manifesting, whatever your intention spell is for when it comes to love and what you want in a relationship, your dumb ass better be aware of what you have in front of you. Pay attention. Is what you want right in front of you, and you're just not willing to recognize it because, again, of your own fears and your own insecurities? That person really is wanting to be daddy or mommy to you. Not in a disgusting way, mm-hmm. but they want to provide that comfort, that security. You're not allowing them to. You're keeping a wedge in between the two of you with your, that's an insecurity and fear fucking wedge.
Mm-hmm.
So to tie it back in with daddy or whatever, the only time that I'm going to be able to relax and call that person daddy is if it's exactly what this person's saying. If they bring me back to that feeling of safety, comfort, just like your father would,
mm-hmm.
but in a relationship type way.
Yeah.
I want to be taken care of. I want to take care of you. I want you to take care of me. I want to fall into each other's arms, and I want to be able to trust you until you give me a reason otherwise. Because if you go looking for shit, you're going to find shit. I've said this before in other episodes. If you're snooping around or you fail to realize that before you got into this motherfucker's life, that they had a life of their own, it doesn't matter what they did before you came into the picture. Unless they're fucking animals or a disgusting fucking dog, whatever the case may be, you use your better judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But until they've done that to you, stop fucking worrying about it. Stop making problems where there's not.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy your fucking relationship. Another thing that comes into play too is I'll get involved in a reading and I'll talk to people. And because I'm high maintenance and because I like to have the finer things in life and I'm used to that type of relationship, I told you my exes were always very doting on me. My one would always buy me shit and give me gifts all the time here. At the same time, I would repay them back in love or a good fuck for the night or whatever I could do to counteract that, if you will. When I talk to my clients on the phone and they're telling me about relationships and I have them purposely repeat back to me, I'm like, I will say out loud, what did you just tell me you were looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll repeat it. So basically what you're looking for is stability, peace of mind, someone to come home to, an honest to God relationship, the next phase of your life, the next level. It's leveling up. It's becoming a woman, starting your own traditions. You're not asking for anything that's out of reach here. And to me, because I'm so extra, I want $1 billion thrown in there. I want a cock like that's at least 10 inches. I'm being funny. But stop and think about what you're asking. You're just asking for love,
mm-hmm.
a true to God, honest relationship. You're not asking for much. Why are you thinking that you're incapable of receiving it or having it, or it's not going to happen to you? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All this time that you're worrying about it and worrying about love, you can be working on yourself and relieving yourself of that situation or that feeling by reminding yourself, I'm just looking for love. I'm just looking for an honest to God relationship. People are like, well, you know, how do I meet that person? How do you know, where am I going to find that? The fuck do I know? Go look for it. And maybe since you're not finding it, maybe you're not ready. Maybe your own insecurities and fears will sabotage that. Maybe your guides, maybe this is the lifetime where you're going to learn what love is like. And they're not going to allow you to have a shitty relationship. They're going to make you work towards the right one for you because that's a lesson you have to learn in this lifetime. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And really, it doesn't matter where you find it. I know this day and age, it's all about apps. It's all about, you know, dating apps and all that shit. I personally want to meet Mike organically at a party. You know, maybe where he's coming out of the bathroom, I'm going in and we just happen to just get locked in the bathroom together. I don't know. But I want to meet that fucker organically. But there's nothing wrong with dating apps. That's just the wave of the future. That's just what we're coming into now.
Yeah.
And again, just like you would meet a fucking person on the street in your everyday life, swipe if you don't like that person, or engage with that person if you find them fucking intriguing. Break down your walls. Allow yourself the opportunity to see what that person's about and allow that fucker to see what you're about. No walls. Because at the end of the day, what you're looking for is an honest to God relationship. And if you want an honest to God relationship, you have to be honest to God with yourself. Or else it's not going to happen. You're going to be shooting yourself in the foot every single fucking time. What was the one of the things that we got in?
Okay, so this one's a good one. I actually want to read it. I'm a bisexual woman, engaged to a bisexual man. Our sex is the best ever, but even got better when we decided to switch up the gender roles. Sometimes I need to be the top, and he's more than happy to accommodate. We are both dealing with a lot of shame related to our queerness, and these experiences have made us so much closer. Sometimes I'm daddy when the vibe is right, and it turns me on so much. Otherwise, he has habit being the daddy figure and makes me feel very cared for and can lay down the D.
That, to me, is a mutual understanding and a respect for one another.
Yeah.
I personally, I've said this before, we had a episode where I was on another podcast where it was a sex therapist, and they were talking about bringing other people into the room, like threesomes and things like that.
Like an open marriage type of thing?
I'm not with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very traditional person when it comes to relationships. It's me and you. That's it. The minute you ask to bring somebody into the bedroom, it's the minute I walk out. It's just not fucking happening. I'm a jealous, possessive type of bitch. That's never going to fucking change. That just proves my love for you. I will not hit you or beat the shit out of you. But if we're together, we're together.
Mm-hmm.
This switching up the roles, I like that. I've done that before in a relationship. It's obviously been two guys there, but I've been more than willing to be the dominant. It's a role that I'm a little uncomfortable with, but I don't mind doing it depending on the night and depending on what they're wearing.
Because you like being the bottom.
Yes. Thank you very much for telling everybody that. But sometimes, you know, here's my mindset when it happens. If I'm going to be the dominant or I'm going to be the top for the night,
mm-hmm.
I've got to get mentally ready for it. There's a couple of people, there's a few bottoms out there that can't top. They just won't be able to get it up. They can't do it. I'm fine. That's not a problem for me. I don't like doing it because it's not the role that I normally want to play, but I don't mind doing it from time to time. Whenever I have to psych myself up to be the top, I will literally be thirsty for that person the entire day. I'll be looking at my partner, my mate, whatever it is, the person that I'm with at that time, and looking at them in a different light throughout the day. I'm like, you look really fucking sexy. I can't wait. It's getting myself prepared for the deed later on that night.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, again, that person wants to be the dominant role in the relationship with me and take out their aggression on me, which I don't mind. Do it. But I'm more happy being the bottom. But I don't mind switching it up. So I understand where they're coming from when it comes to this. I fucking get down with it. I like that. Another topic that I want to have on another show is things that you don't like to do sexually, things that turn you off. And I'm going to just go into that briefly here. Some people don't like oral sex, receiving oral sex. I don't mind giving it to them on a man. To be honest, I've done it to a woman a couple of times just to see what it was like. And I would much rather give it to a man. But here's the thing. I don't like having it done to myself.
What are floats your boat, man?
I don't. What do you guys think? You guys tell me. This is a whole other topic. I've got so many different fucking episodes I want to do when it comes to everything. But I want to hear what your turnoffs are when it comes to sex. Things that fucking drive you crazy. Things that you're not willing to do. I know a few women out there don't like anal. I don't know what's up with you guys, but that's your thing. Sometimes people don't like, you know, oral sex and things like that. What are your turnoffs? What are your fears? What are your phobias? What are you just not down with when it comes to sex? I'm not down with having more than one other person in the room with me. I did that all in my fucking teenage years. In my 20s, I'm done with that shit. Threesomes, fucking group sex, all that stuff. Not doing that anymore. I'm a one-on-one type of person. Are you that same way, or do you like to switch things up? Are you a swinger, or are you into weird shit when it comes to your sexual habits? Like, you know, what gets you off, what you have to think about while you're jacking off or while you're pleasuring yourself? Or are you a person that just doesn't like sex in general?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know your thoughts on that. I want to hear from you guys. But yeah, what do you think about all this shit?
I think it's really interesting. Like, I like going into the mind of how people view certain things. So it's really interesting, really cool.
Well, let's turn the tables, because I've been doing all the talking. Let's talk about you. Sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you somebody that would invite other people to the bedroom with you?
No.
Really?
No.
Not even if she wanted it?
No. I like one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty possessive. But
there are huge differences between you and I as well. You, believe it or not, you guys, Jay will not sleep with somebody on the first date.
No, not at all.
You're traditional that
way. I'm very traditional. I'm like, yeah.
And you're not into one-night stands.
No.
And you, as much as you are attracted to that person, let's just say that you met a beautiful Scorpio woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful as all hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would not sleep with her on the first date.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I think sex is super, like, mm-hmm. intimate and really revealing. It goes beyond just physicality for me, I think.
Really? It's
yeah.
like the art of lovemaking or the art of sex that you... Is it the passion and the closeness?
Yeah, it's the passion, it's the closeness, it's the feeling mm-hmm. of it, not a physical thing for me. The emotion of it, I guess.
I actually like... I'm going to use astrology. I'm a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
So I love sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
I love body contact.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just holding each other or, being close to somebody is all that I need. It's satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time too, I'm somebody that I've been known to get down on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, again, we're all adults here. And
yeah.
there's been a lot of people that reach out and are like, should I fuck on the first date? You're a fucking adult. Go fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Go do what you want to do. Stop worrying about, Cosmo says that you can't fuck on the first date, or Marie Claire says, shut the fuck up, Marie. You go fuck, you do what you need to do, or you want to suck dick on the first date, that's totally up to you. Stop worrying or taking into consideration what other people are doing and do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're worried about being called a slut...
Well, you're not fucking going out announcing this to anyone.
No,
you know,
no.
This is all
but,
personal. Well,
yeah, but there's been times
shit.
Where I've been... I've gone on a date and I've met up with a person at a bar or at a restaurant. We have our drinks and our dinner or whatever, and it goes towards the end of the night. There's flirting back and forth at the table, but there's no touching, there's no sexual gestures or whatever. And it comes time to leave and we're walking to the car and we're both adults and we're both kind of like, so what do you want to do? And I'm an adult. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be like, I just want to fuck your brains out. Let's go back to your place.
Mm-hmm.
And we go and do it. Nothing wrong with that. That's how you get down. But you're not like that.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
This is just my view of you.
Mm-hmm.
The person that you end up getting with would have to be somebody that's on your level, that likes to communicate, likes to talk, that's very creative and has a good imagination, that's somewhat active, but not active to the point where they're wanting to go out and partying every weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I predict for you, and We're just, sometimes we like to be funny. We like to talk about our celebrity crushes or whatever. But I honestly think that it's going to be a water sign.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would love to see you with a Taurus, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that can take care of you. I'm not saying that you need to be taken care of, but that can provide that stability and that love, that nurturing that you need because you're a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And also for her trait, someone that's a little bit more easygoing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Someone that's a little bit, when I say quiet, I'm not saying mousy. But for you, it takes a girl. You like a respectable woman.
Exactly.
You don't like the whorish type.
No.
Or the too sexy look of a woman. Mm. You like them very, I wouldn't say plain Jane, but very respectable looking.
Exactly.
So we got a lot of people writing in. Those were just a couple of things too. But the premise of, we tie a bunch of the emails in together. And when it came to daddy, it was somebody that, again, or mommy, it's somebody that you can relax with, be comfortable with, that you just know is the one for you, that allows you that opportunity to exhale. And listening to this woman that wrote in and talking about her reversal gender
switching roles.
Yeah, switching roles there. When she's dating a bisexual person, she's bisexual as well. Whatever works for you, works for you.
Mm-hmm.
However you get down, or whatever intimacy represents to you, is how you do it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
Unless you're hurting somebody or you're just being immoral.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a couple of stories that would make us throw up. But yeah, that's where I am when it comes to sex. I know that the topic was very vanilla. I want to get into bigger and better things when it comes to sex, but I need my girls on here. I need to have Marissa come on. Mm-hmm. I'm dying for that. Oh, we got the mic thing too. So we can attach 3 mics to it and have her come on and talk about sex. That's going to be a wild ass fucking episode. I got a couple of porn stars that I want to come on, have talk about sex. I want to talk about sex in a porn, because it's different than real life. And a good majority of the porn stars that we know aren't like the way they are on the movies.
Yeah. It's really different. It's really different.
Their personality and the way they come across is like, you wouldn't think. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to them about that. Like, are they actually coming? Like, what if they're not attracted to the guy? Or what if the guy's a fucking dick before you guys get into the scene? Like, how do you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, or does it hurt because you're not getting wet enough? These are questions that I want to ask our friends. I think we're good here on this episode.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so too.
So you guys, next episode, I don't know if I'm going to do the relationship one with Marissa. I still got to figure out what her schedule is, see if she's even in the U.S. during this time, because she's always bouncing around from fucking country to country. Got to tag her down. If not, it's going to be intuition in kids. I want to talk about indigo children, star seeds, whatever the fuck you want to call them, and how intuition plays into kids. I've got amazing stories when it comes to that, so stay tuned. I'm not sure, again, if it's going to be relationships or intuition in kids on the next episode. Stay tuned. For those of you wanting to figure out what's blocking you in a relationship, what's keeping you from having the relationship of your dreams, what insecurities and fears are holding you back, feel free to reach out for a half an hour session. Sign up at chrismedina.guide. Again, chrismedina.guide. Sign up for a half-hour session. I've said this once. I've said this a million times. A half-hour session in Chris time is not just 30 minutes. It can go from anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. That's how I get down. I do not believe in taking advantage of people. I want you to walk away feeling better than you did when you walked into the session with me. If you feel you need an hour session, we'll take it from there. We'll worry about it at that fucking time, but at least sign up for a half-hour session. Let's figure out what's blocking you. For those of you that want to see how Libra season is affecting my way of living, what I'm doing, who I'm hanging out with, where I'm eating, what music I'm listening to, who I'm yelling at, feel free to visit my social media outlets at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. For those of you wanting to participate in the sex question that I had, what are your turnoffs? What are you into? What are you not into? You want to talk about the show? You want to give ideas? You want to talk about ghosts as we're nearing Halloween? Whatever the case may be, or you just want to say hi, feel free to drop Jay and I a line. askinyourhead@gmail.com. That's askinyourhead@gmail.com. We love to read everything you guys send to us. You guys crack us the fuck up. Keep sending stuff in. Until next time, you guys, this is the ever-evolving Chris Medina, my sidekick, my bestie, Jay, saying we are out.
Bye.